You're listening to Strong Runner Chick Radio, where our goal is to educate, empower, and connect female distance runners. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to leave a review on iTunes or any platform of your choosing, or share it with someone who might find this episode helpful. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show.
All right, introducing today's guest, Nadia Stewart. Nadia, also known on Instagram as _NadiaRuns, began running in 2011, so about 10 years ago, while living in Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada for university. She says it was a bit of a low period in her life, and she wanted to see if she could actually run while dedicating herself to something and succeeding. Really cool to hear about her own journey and getting started in the sport of running. And then we dive more into her highlights and the many things that make running rewarding to her, as well as how you can start to think about diversifying not only your feed, but also the running communities you're a part of. And in addition, what does looking like a runner mean? And she talks a little bit more about what that means to her, as well as ways you can get involved in a charity called Bridget's Bunnies, which holds an event called Bridget's Run annually every year to support mothers and parents and families who have experienced pregnancy loss or miscarriage. We chat about what Nadia's been up to, what's keeping her going, and of course, you know, how you can connect with her. So really encourage you to listen closely to this episode and see how you can get involved in Bridget's Bunnies if you'd like to support that charity, as well as be sure to follow Nadia on Instagram and support her running journey. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. And hello, Strong Runner Chicks. Welcome back to another episode of SRC Radio. It's Megan on today, and I am joined by Nadia Stewart from Canada, who I'm very excited to chat with today. Nadia has been tagging SRC on Instagram, and I just came across her wonderful profile and thought, you know what? This woman looks enthusiastic, fun. I would just love to have a conversation with her and get to know her. I also heard her on the Women of Canada, I believe it's called, running podcast as well. So she
can the Women Run Canada.
Women Run Canada. Yes. Thank you. Yes. No, which you should definitely go check out if you'd like to get to know more ladies in Canada as well. So welcome to the show, Nadia. Happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thanks for being on. Yeah. So I'd love to dive a little bit into your running journey. It sounds like you had gotten into running back in university, and I'd love to hear what led you into the sport.
Yeah. So, you know, I went away for school and I went to Ottawa, and I, you know, during your university years, a lot of changes, a lot of things are going on. And, you know, I wasn't really happy with my position towards the end of university. Like I all my friends had gone. I really didn't know what I was going to do next. And I don't know, it was just a very strange thing that I thought to myself, I wonder if you can run, you know? So I had an apartment and I just ran right in front of the apartment, up and down the street. That's all I did, okay? And it wasn't too awful. So when I moved back home to the Toronto area, I signed up for a couple 5K races. And that was it. But then after those races, it was a wonderful experience. I kind of dropped it and then picked running up again around 2018, 19. Yeah.
Nice. I like to hear the story of how folks get into the sport. And yeah, I'm also curious, like, did you grow up into athletics at all? Like as a young girl?
You know, and I was going to say that. So no, like for the most part, I've probably done what everybody else does in elementary school. You know, you have your little teams, the track and field, but nothing like really serious. I love track and field. I love watching the Olympics. I'd mentioned that as well. You know, it's exciting. You know, you watch these races, you watch these runners. It's exciting. You know, Jamaica is always well known for their sprinters, and that's my background. So it's something that I was always, you know, interested in paying attention to, but not for myself, right? Not for myself. So yeah, it was just a very, it was a trying time. And I guess I just wanted to see if I could do something and succeed at it. And I feel like I did at that time. And that's where it started.
That's really empowering to hear about, mm-hmm. and how you started running just up and down the streets and then got right into 5K.
I
don't know about you, but I thought when I got into the sport for some reason that I was going to be a sprinter. That did not pan out. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, did you have that same idea of, you know, maybe I'll do sprinting, or was that just not really an option with 5K?
To be honest, I didn't know anything. I was just like, I'm just going to go and see. Like, I didn't know anything about running. Like, I'm learning so much now because I have this, you know, account and all this wonderful community. But before, I didn't know what I was doing. I was, you know, let's just see. I didn't have the right gear. I didn't have the right shoes, you know, but I was like, well, I'm doing it, so this is good.
Yeah, definitely. And then when you first began running, like the kind of running through the streets, what was the, and I don't want to assume, but I'm wondering if you ran up and down the street not knowing maybe other routes to take or safety wise, like, was there any sort of, barrier?
Yeah, that... like, no, I like, and that's the thing. I wasn't thinking about any of those things. I just was like, just go see if you can run down there and back. It's strange. I didn't time myself or anything like that at that time either. I don't know. It's very interesting that now that you're
so
asking
cool.
these questions, like, because like I've never actually thought about that, like, what was your mind frame at that time, right? Go get these shoes. No, I had no clue, right?
Just run down the street, see what you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, that holds a lot of people back though, right? Is not knowing like, what are the best shoes? Where can I run? Where is a safe place to run? Yeah, outside your door, I guess. I mean, for you, it was down the street, right?
Yeah. And
starting
and that's
there.
The thing. And at that time, like, I guess ignorance is bliss. I had no idea. Like, I wasn't thinking about like running as a runner or anything like that. I just wanted to see if I could do this thing. So yeah, I wasn't thinking about shoes or gear or watches or anything. I am now though.
And I've seen too, what's important to, or it sounds like important to all of us as runners, I think, are hitting these sort of milestones for ourselves, whether that's times, distances, goals we set. I'd love to know a little bit about that process of progress and just the concept of how you got.
You know, to be honest with you, that's something I don't want to say struggling with right now. It's, I'm just trying to like shift my focus because I feel like, especially in the summer, because I actually ran my first full winter last winter. So when the summer came, I was very excited. And it's like, it's hot, it's nice that you want to run fast and you want to do it all the time, right? And I feel like for me, I'm now shifting my focus to, because I want to be able to run for a very long time. I don't want to blow my body out and then I can't run, you know? So I'm trying to really focus on the recovery, the rest days, you know, doing other things. Running is great, but it's not about running all the time, right? So, and sometimes I think we get like, sometimes you get a bit over obsessed with that. It's like, because that, you can't run your fast race every single run. You can't run your fastest time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for me, I'm really trying to shift the perspective on, you know, running is great and we're going to keep doing it, but we're going to do other things to ensure that we can keep doing it. You know?
I like that. Yeah. Great perspective and way to see it. You're so right too. I think that I've gotten a little more into trails for that reason, is it's hard to sort of compare courses.
I want to get into trails.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to connect you with some people.
I'm scared. Yeah. I have a friend here in Barrie actually who does go on trails, and I keep saying I'm going to go with her, but it's just scheduling. But I do want to go on the trails. I do.
It's a nice way to challenge yourself and to, of course, I'm always an advocate for trails, but the roads are tough sometimes because you know, okay, I ran this time in the 5K, this is my 5K PR. You have sort of that expectation around it. Whereas trail, you're like, you know, this mountain is totally different from the last one. So this is going to be a whole new experience.
You see? So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. But anyway, trail talk for another time. I want to know more about your running journey. And it sounds like too, you've had you have a young one. So I want to hear a little bit about, you know, how that's been. We have some mothers or parents listening to the podcast and what that experience has been like for you to be a mom and then also to be into running at the, you know, at the same time or coming back.
Yeah. And it's, see, and that's the thing, like this running journey this time around that has stuck, it actually started after I had my son. So I have two kids, a 3-year-old and a 16-month-old. And yeah, after I had my son, I just started to experience new things. Like as a mom, a lot of anxiety that I think I had already had started to, come in a bit more heavier. And yeah, like it wasn't a really good time. And I just thought to myself, okay, you know what, Nadia, maybe you should try out this running again, like just see, because I had honestly had like stopped, after I, in 2011, I did my thing, I had my little runs and I stopped and that was it. And it's funny because it's kind of like I always come back to running when it's like a low period in my life. So yeah, like it was an outlet for me. It was an outlet for me before I even started really figuring out what it was going on with me and my postpartum and all that and talking to my doctor. That's what I did first. I ran. So it's like, it was very, very therapeutic. And then I was able to, get other resources for myself. Now running with the kids, it's luckily my husband does not care to run in any way, shape or form. So I get to chuck the kids with him and go and do my thing. So that's that. But yeah, it's kind of easy in that sense.
Yeah, easy to sort of, I guess it's your thing to make the time.
Yeah, but just to leave the kids with him and go, but yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. Now, mm-hmm. One organization too that I know has shaped sort of your journey through pregnancy mm-hmm. is Bridget's Run. And I would love to know a little bit more about, I've had friends who have gone, friends and family go through miscarriage, and I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but.
And it's something that, yeah. So I suffered two miscarriages after my son, and it's so strange because Bridget's Bunnies, I've been living in this city for some years now, and I did not hear about Bridget's Bunnies until I had my miscarriage, and I don't even know how I came across them. But it's Bridget's Bunnies. They're an organization here in Barrie, and basically they provide comfort kits to families who are going through pregnancy or infant loss. Okay. They themselves, they suffered a loss. Their daughter Bridget was born still. And then that's how that started. That's how that organization started. So every year they have Bridget's Run. And yes, you come together, you can run a 5K, a 1K, the kids can join. And it's just really about raising awareness and raising funds, because we don't talk about pregnancy and infant loss. We need to talk about it, because to be honest, the truth is more people experience it than the statistics even show, okay? So people are suffering. People are suffering and they're struggling. And I ran my first Bridget's Run shortly after the first miscarriage, and it was something, I'll tell you. It was just, to be there running something that I literally just picked back up in this run about, something that I'd gone through, and seeing all these people there who would also experience the same thing. It was amazing. It was amazing. And so I've run it every year since. And I was their ambassador this year. And it was just wonderful. It's wonderful to see people talking about it, because we have to, because people need support.
Absolutely. I think that's just it's a wonderful thing to hear about. Like it's a terrible loss, but a wonderful way to come together as a community and to, really make the most of how you can support one another through that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And spread awareness, certainly. I wondered, has Bridget's Run grown since you've been a part of it? Have you seen, more and more people get involved or hear about it?
Well, I know that they definitely are well known here in Barrie. And honestly, when they asked for me to be the ambassador, I was glad, because I just started this Instagram account, and then I could like spread it to other people, not just people I know, and people that I don't know, and people that I don't know participated. And I love that, people I raised, I can't even remember how much money did I raise. It was a lot, like 1500. I can't remember. Wow. It doesn't matter. But the point
That's
is,
awesome. Yeah.
It was 1600. I remember.
Every last hundred.
Every last one counts.
Those listening, can we mm-hmm. somehow contribute to Bridget's Bunnies?
Of course. Yeah. And you can go. So they're on Instagram, Bridget's Bunnies. They're on Facebook, and they have their Bridget's Bunnies dot CA website. And yeah, you could go there, you can donate to their kits, the comfort kits, because the comfort kits, basically they're kits that are given to the family that have resources for support, books, you know, different things, memorable things to support the family through the time. And yeah, definitely check them out. They're doing great things, great things.
Do you have any words of, I guess, wisdom or advice to someone that may be going through this themselves or that's recently had a loss of kind of how to move forward?
You know, honestly, now having gone through it myself, I just would say, feel however you need to feel. Feel whatever you need to feel. If you want to talk about it to someone, talk about it. If you don't, don't. But don't feel that you can't talk about it because you're ashamed, because it's not your fault and you're not alone.
Yeah, I think that's really just helpful words to hear and a good reminder to folks.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I know along those lines too, just, well, not to go down a rabbit hole here, but I know for those listening too, they may be worried about infertility through running, right? And just being active and sort of how to navigate pregnancy. So I didn't know, do you have any go-to resources for that whole process too, of like, whether it's fertility or whether it's pregnancy while running, like maybe folks that you've seen run through
it? I did run. Okay, so with my daughter, I ran up until 24 weeks. And then I don't even know. And you know what? I believe it's because I had already been running, so it was kind of easy to just merge in. But I definitely listened to my body. So as I said, I did run up to 24 weeks, but not anything intense. You know, I wasn't running far or long or anything like that. But then at 24 weeks, I started to feel like a little tinge. And to be honest with you, I went on Instagram and looked for other pregnant runners or runners who ran while they were pregnant to see what they did, what they said. And I did message someone, I remember, and I asked, you know, how did you know it was time to stop? And the what they described is the same thing that I was feeling. So I left it alone. And then I tried to go back at like 26 or 28 weeks, I can't remember. And you know, it was over. It was totally over. I was like, we're done here. You just know, like, you're comfortable.
You know, like, your body. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's helpful to hear too, on like, you know, just learning from others and listening to your own body and yourself. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to say something else, but I'm not remembering now, just on.
It helped with some, the morning sickness, to be honest with you, the all day sickness. What am I saying? I threw up every single day.
Oh. So.
But it did, you know, temporarily help. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I know that that's why some people also continue activity.
Yeah. I was just going to agree with you on the, I've heard not to start something new, like don't necessarily start running when you get pregnant, but if you have been.
That's right.
So
I tried and I got like one of those belts to see if it would help. When it was over, it was over.
Yeah. And now you're back to running.
And loving it.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about community, because SRC is so dedicated to creating community, learning from different walks of life, different backgrounds. What has the process of sort of finding a sense of community been like for you, maybe both in person and online? And have you had this general feeling of welcomeness? Has there been any, I don't know, any downsides, anything you think could be improved?
Well, honestly, I was running on my own until I started this Instagram account a year ago. So that is honestly the online community is essentially the only one I know. I didn't join a run club or a group. I've never had a run coach or anything like that. So yeah, it literally started with me. And you know what? No, I had actually connected with some people prior to starting the account. And I, one of them was Black Runners of the GTA. And I just started, you know, seeing what they were about, you know, and then I found community there. Then I found Chicks Run the Six, like all these different communities that have runners, you know, that are just, you know, supporting each other, encouraging each other. I don't think I would have run outdoors last winter had it not been for that community, because now I'm seeing other people are doing it too. Other people are encouraging me, supporting me. I'm able to, you know, people are posting what you should wear when you run in the winter, things like that. So it's like all of those things, it makes you feel connected, right? But like I said before, I ran solo. I was never, ever really interested in joining a run group. You know, you don't always see a representation of yourself in these run groups. I'm Black. I'm in a town that is mainly white. So I was like, I'm not going to go to the run group. I'm not going to see anybody like me. And I feel like maybe they'll think that I'm not a runner because I don't have the body shape or the body type or whatever. So it's like these kinds of things. But then, like I said, this, you know, Instagram community, running community, you see everyone. You see everybody. Everybody's a runner. It doesn't matter if you're fast or you're slow or you're Black or you're white or you're tall or you're short. Everybody's a runner and everybody's supporting and uplifting each other. And, you know, I feel like through the community online, I should say, I now see the diversity, right? I see the diversity in the runners. I see everybody, every body type, everybody running and doing something that I love, that they love. So, you know, and that could very well be because I'm choosing who I engage with online. And because of that, I'm, you know, seeing a lot more diversity than I had seen prior to the account, making my account, and prior to, you know, before when I was running solo.
It's really, I'm like, yes, yes. And I want you to see more of that in person, right? Like I'm hoping that, because some people maybe aren't online or they're not really on social media. I'm glad to hear it's been positive, right? Like a great source of support and community.
Yes.
And like, yes, it's awesome. It has upsides, right? But some people can easily get carried away on social with comparison and all of that. So double-edged sword. Yeah.
It's always that way with the internet, you know, it's always that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I love that. And I'm wondering too, like in terms of, I guess for anyone out there that's not seeing themselves represented in a certain way, like, again, not necessarily giving advice here, but, you know, what's kind of kept you going? Like, how have you found that source of?
Yeah. And you see, and that's it. It's like, I made my account and I choose who I engage with. So I am following, you know, I'm not just like elite runners or, you know, famous runners, you know, it's everyday people just like me, you know, and that's what I have. And that's what I see. So my suggestion would be really, you know, well, first of all, there are a lot of run crews that are very, very inclusive, especially out here. Unfortunately, where I live, I can't join any of them. But, you know, maybe that look for run crews that, you know, are inclusive and diverse. And that's a start. That's a start.
Yeah, really looking for that. And then I think too, like, where does that start? I guess that's kind of just a question of like, if you're looking at them and saying, I don't see myself there, is that what everyone, or not everyone, but a lot of folks are saying that might not see themselves represented, whether it's a body type or ethnicity or ability level, right? Like I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm too slow to join that running group. And it's like, oh, how do we sort of break that mold if there's not someone willing to take the first step, or if the run crew just doesn't diversify? Like,
that's what I really love about the groups that I found. So even though I can't, you know, join them in their runs, it's like, that's what they are. Like I mentioned Black Runners of the GTA, Chicks Run the Six, you know, Project Love Run. Like these groups are saying, yes, we want to be inclusive and we want you to see yourself here. And it's not about the pace. It's not about the time. It's about the community. It's about the support. So, you know, that's the important part for me.
Yeah. Most definitely. And I hear you say too, just, or I had asked earlier kind of what diversify your feed means to you. It sounds like you've done a great job at that, like just finding those people that you connect with and having a diverse feed. I guess, again, with that, like, you know, what might someone do to start to diversify their feed, to whether it's seeing more people like them or more people not like them, so that they're aware.
And to be honest, you know, I've seen a lot of things on, you know, Instagram of, you know, people messaging people and saying, oh, you're not a real runner or this or that. And it's just like, why? Like, you know, I feel like these are the individuals that do need to diversify their feed. They need to see all body types, all types of people doing activity, running, whatever it is, you know? And so I, because these kinds of, you know, you're not a runner if, you're only a runner if, it's not helpful in any way. And
no.
You know, it's,
I don't like those posts either.
What
is this? Mm-hmm. Is there anyone, you've mentioned some groups, which I want to link to in the show notes for anyone listening to go check out. But any individuals that have inspired you, whether it's, they don't need to be like pro runners, but any type of runner out there that's, that you look up to or has inspired you.
That's a hard one, because how do you narrow it down?
I know it's tough. I mean, you can give me top five if you've got a few, or maybe someone recent, maybe somebody just in the past month or two that's inspired you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there is one runner that I met through Chicks Run the Six, and I actually got a chance to run with her twice. And her name's Sue, and, you know, she's a mom, and she just kills it. Like, she goes out on Sunday, 20K, boom, you know, and she's just so fun and sweet and encouraging. And when I had my run, I did a run this year that I did 10 years ago, and that's when I first started running, and it was very important to me to run this run, and it was very important to me to PB. Scrap what I said earlier, but because it was just very sentimental to me, because that run was the very first time I ran a 5K under 30 minutes. And like I said, it was a rough time in my life, and I just felt so proud that I had done this. So I thought, why not run it 10 years later, make a big thing, because I'm very dramatic. And Sue was there, and she finished and cheered me on when I thought that I couldn't even do it. My Garmin told me that I made a new PB. The run officially said no, but that's fine.
Go with the Garmin.
Right?
Yeah.
So yes, so she's one. I just met so many. There's plant-based runner Amanda. She's also from Chicks Run the Six. She's amazing. I love seeing her face in my feed. Melanie, she's Black Runners of the GTA. Just people who have really kept me going and pushed me. There's so many. There's a brown girl, Rhymes. I never met her. I probably will never meet her, but I started following her before I even made my account. She's in the UK, and the diversify your feed. She's really, really good with that and putting the word out there. So I really enjoy her page as well.
I love it. Go give all these people a follow for those listening. They sound amazing. And I've heard of plant-based runner. I think I've come across some of her stuff before.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Cool too, right? Like people that you've either met in person. It sounds like some of these people you know personally, others maybe not so much. They're online, but they can inspire you in different ways.
So many ways. There's so many. And that's the thing. Like, I can't even narrow it down. There's so many that I, you know, have followed that I'm just like, I like it here, you know?
I love it. So you mentioned there, like, setting a 5K PR was important to you, and you just hit your 10 year. It sounds like 10 years of running.
Well, I wouldn't say 10 full years of running, but, you know.
Since you started, we're celebrating milestones. Are there any big maybe milestones, races, adventures that you are, or maybe goals for the upcoming year or the next couple of years on your radar?
Yeah, you know, eventually I would like to run at least one full marathon, but I really don't know when that's going to happen. But I am running a half, my first in-person half in Ottawa, where it all started. So yeah, that's exciting. That's going to be exciting. I, you know, that's where it all started. Now I'm going to get to, and I like I said, when I was in Ottawa, I only ran up and down the street.
Get to see more of Ottawa.
To explore, right? Yeah. It's beautiful there. So I'm excited about that.
When is this?
That's in May. That's at the ending of May.
So we know to cheer you on then.
Thank you.
Months ahead of you. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, I'm excited for that. I'm really excited for that.
Awesome. I love it. Yay. Yay for races. I have a race in May too. It's fun to look forward to think, you got months, you have some time, downtime maybe. Yeah. Time to get.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
It is exciting.
So I see that recovery, you're saying recovery is important to you. And I'm also wondering, what is life, kind of speaking along the lines of recovery too, but it looks like you stay busy. You're pretty active. You're a mom of two. Yeah. What does life look like outside of running for Nadia, for you?
Well, I actually just finished my mat leave. So I'm like back to work for the first time in a long time, like 20 months or so, I think, So, you know, just a new routine. We're just trying to like figure that out with me being back at work at home, because like that's not something that I experienced yet, like everybody else. But yeah, you know, it's just us, me, my husband, our two kids here in Barrie, and we have family in the Toronto area who we see every now and again. But yeah, nothing too hectic. The kids really keep us on our toes.
I imagine. Yeah. They seem like they're tots, right? Pretty young.
Oh yeah.
Or baby. Yeah. Fun. Keep you energized. And it sounds like recovery too has been on your radar. So
yes. And so that's the other thing. So, you know, I really want to be prepared for the half. And I know that it's important to be, you know, cross training, resting, getting all that. So I'm really going to try and focus on that. I've set a goal for myself of like, you know, get to some strength training 3 times a week.
Nice.
I'm really gonna focus on that.
Cool. Yay. I'm a big strength training advocate. I feel like 2 to 3 times a week is like the perfect dose for a runner.
Yes.
So nice. So I wanted to ask too, are there any topics that we didn't get to today that you're really passionate about or that you love people to reach out to you about?
Actually, I think we covered all the things.
Okay. Nice. And let's see, a couple fun questions. Coffee or tea?
Oh, tea.
Tea. What kind of tea?
I actually really like Earl Grey. And oh my God, a London Fog. I could do a good London Fog.
Yeah. Nice. So morning tea, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Got some caffeine in there. Nice. What is your go-to pre-run snack or breakfast or whatever you have pre-run?
A banana or nothing. And I know that's not good, but I eat when I get back.
Oh, okay. So now we got to hear, what's the post-run? Any favorite post-run? Post-race?
Yeah, like heavy eggs. Like it's a morning run. I usually run in the morning. Yeah. So it's like a heavy breakfast.
Good. Fueling for the day. Nice.
Yeah.
What is one, this is along the lines of food. We'll move on after this, but any authentic dish that maybe you grew up with that you still make even now?
No.
Sadly,
no, I don't. And you know, no.
It's okay. I was looking for some Canadian or maybe Jamaican inspiration, but I'm kidding. What is one of your go-to running accessory must-haves, whether it's a watch, whether it's something you'll never leave the house with?
that I'll never leave the house with?
House without. Forgot without. Anything?
Oh, no. I was just thinking, would I leave my house? Well, I do usually have my watch on. I usually have my watch, so I'd say that.
Yeah. Or like any style, bandana.
Yeah. You know, now that it's cold, I have like my buff and my get up that I have. I usually in the summertime bandana.
Okay. I think I'm out of questions for now, but okay. gotta have the fun ones there. I'm working on them. Yes. That was improv. So you know what? What's a bucket list race you want to run? Do you have a bucket list one?
Okay, so since I still consider myself like new to the running world, but there's a Lululemon run in Vancouver, I believe.
Oh.
A 10K run that every person that I've heard talk about it says it's like a party. So that would be nice, but I'm not sure if it's me, but you know.
Vancouver for Lululemon. I like it. Fun. Mm-hmm. Our final question for you today, and then of course how listeners can connect with you, but lastly, what does being a strong runner chick mean to you?
You know, I just feel that it's very important to listen to your body, and whatever it is that you feel your body needs, that's what makes you strong. If you need to rest, if you need to run, I feel like listening to your body, that's most important, because we have different needs at different times and, can change from one day to the other. So I just think that it's really important to really focus on the things that will continue to keep you strong, you know, so you can continue to be a strong runner chick.
Thank you, Nadia. You certainly embody that. I feel like I learned a lot from you just in our conversation today about tuning into our own bodies and making the most of it. Yeah. So lastly, what's the best way for listeners to stay connected and follow along with your running journey?
On Instagram, it's @_NadiaRuns.
Yes. Awesome. I encourage everybody to go check her out on Insta, give you a follow, and of course, listen to you on the Women Run Canada podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. And then, you know, find out ways to support Bridget's Bunnies and all that we talked about today. Just check out the show notes so you can follow more awesome people that Nadia mentioned today. So thank you for joining us. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thanks so much. All right. I'm going to stop this.
Thanks for listening to the Strong Runner Chicks Radio. Do us a favor and leave a review in iTunes to help spread awareness and foster the SRC community. Additionally, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter @StrongRunChicks.